This is Akashwani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Kiran Jha. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha today began a discussion on the Union Budget, with the opposition describing it as a directionless and the BJP asserting that the budget was pro-poor and was prepared with the objective of making the country developed by 2047. Initiating the debate in the House, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor likened the budget to rearranging airbags on a crashing car while assuring the passengers that the chassis is sturdy and they will feel better afterwards. Tharoor said the budget was headline management where promises are loud, budgets are grand, but delivery is conspicuously absent. Hitting out at the government for not meeting the promises it made in the agriculture sector, Tharoor said these announcements are like modern courtships, promises without commitments. Participating in the debate, BJP MP Aparajita Sarange congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the growth-oriented budget, which reflected the central government's commitment. Convictions and the constituencies for the welfare of people and overall growth of the country. She said the budget is pragmatic, pro-people and balanced, and it was prepared with the objective of making the country developed by 2047. She said India's economy has become the fourth largest in the world, replacing Japan, and is poised to become the third largest, replacing Germany. Sarangi said the country intends to be Viksit by 2047, and for that it has to be future-ready. She said the government is moving forward with conviction in that direction. She said unemployment in the country has declined and remained at just 4.8%, while inflation is at the lowest level in comparison to a decade ago. She said in the age of global uncertainty, India is growing well and the government's public expenditure has gone up to 12 lakh crore rupees. Congratulating Prime Minister Modi for concluding 9 trade deals in the recent past, Sarangi said it was a reflection that the government is capable of navigating a difficult world with conviction. She said the budget gave special attention to the micro, small and medium enterprises sector and it has emerged as the top employment generating area where 33 crore people are engaged. The BJP MP hailed the allocation of the funds for raising 2 million trained personnel who would be ready to take jobs in the animation, cartoon and graphic making industries. Sarangi also applauded the allocation of substantial funds for the development of urban centres, including Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. She said that India is emerging as a trusted destination for global investors and that such an economic situation is being praised worldwide is no coincidence. She said this is a testament to the government's disciplined financial management, structural reforms and clear policy. Sarangi said the budget clearly shows that the government has chosen a path of long-term growth and has adopted sustained investment in infrastructure, institutions and industrial capacity building. She said the public capital expenditure, which was only 2 lakh crore rupees in the 2014, has increased to 11.2 lakh crore rupees in 2025-26. The BJP MP said the budget's focus on semiconductor mission 2.0, rare earth corridors and data centers will reduce India's dependence on other countries and make us future ready. Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav dubbed the interim trade agreement with the United States as one-sided and alleged that it will hurt the farming community as agricultural imports will hit farming in India. He said the agreement will damage the prospects of the industry and push back the Made in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, Self-Reliant India, initiatives of the government. Referring to the Union Budget, Yadav alleged that it was a directionless and does not help in fulfilling the dream of a developed India by 2047. TMC MP Abhishek Banerjee said the finance minister spoke for 85 minutes, but Bengal was not even mentioned once. He said that even the freight corridor from Dankuni, referenced in the budget, was originally announced by the then Railway Minister Mamata Banerjee in 2009. He said the constitution promises equality among states, but this government practices preferences as aliens are funded while opponents are starved. Janata Dal United MP Dileshwar Kamait said this budget will serve as a boon for the nation and the public. He stated that the Prime Minister Modi, progressive and the visionary policies are empowering all sections of society. Kamait also stated that the budget paves the way for the development of farmers, youth, women and all sections of society. BJP's D. Pundareswari said that the budget takes concrete steps amid global uncertainty. She pointed out that the free trade agreement with the European Union is likely to come into effect in 2027 and therefore domestic capacity in the country needs to be strengthened. Referring to Andhra Pradesh, she said that the budget's announcement for sandalwood cultivation and processing will be helpful. YSR Congress YS Avinash Reddy reiterated that the demand for fulfilling the promises made under the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act. SP's Lalji Verma said the budget is a jugglery of figures and lacks the solutions. Congress MP Karthi Chidambaram said the implementation of many schemes announced by the Modi government over the past 10 years is very poor and the finance minister should provide details about this in her response. He said announcements are made in very budget but implementation is lacking, which is why the public and MPs are losing interest in the budget. Shiv Sena UBT MP Anil Desai said the new labour codes benefit employers and make no provision for the protection of employees. Desai said the budget has made no mention of the goods and services tax GST cess. Congress MP Rahul Kaswan, citing the Rajasthan High Court's comments on the state's school, said that the girls drink less water in school because the toilets are not working in condition. He questioned the budget announcement of the opening, animation, visual effects, gaming and comic labs in over 15,000 schools, asking from where would the trainers be found. He alleged that the Prime Minister's skill centre have become mere certificate distribution centres. Kaswan also claimed that the projects launched in Rajasthan under the Jal Jeevan Mission in 2021 have not been completed yet. Citing the decline in coconut production in Tamil Nadu due to root-related diseases, T.R. Balu of DMK said the central government has not yet taken any steps to address this. And now in review, now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. The Rajya Sabha resumed directions and discussions on the Union Budget in 2026-27 today. Participating in the discussion, Shiv Sena Rajya Sabha member Milind Devra today took a dig at Rahul Gandhi's dead economy marks on the India. Devra asked if India's economy was indeed dead, why did the EU sign the biggest trade deal with India and not with China or the US, and asserted all countries in the world want to do trade with India and wanted to sign trade deals. If India's economy is dead, he asked, how is India the fastest growing major economy in the world? How is UPI processing over 70 crore transactions per day, making India the global leader in real-time digital payment? He also pointed out that the Jan Dhan Yojana alone brought 50 crore Indians into the formal banking system and transferred 41 lakh crore rupees directly to citizens, saving 3.5 lakh crore rupees of taxpayers' money by preventing leakages and inefficiencies. Besides, the gross GST revenues increased from 11 lakh crore rupees in 2020 to 22 lakh crore rupees in 2025, effectively doubling over 4 years, he said, adding this would not have possible if the Indian economy were dead. Countering senior Congress leader P. Chidambaram's remark on the lack of private sector investment, he said, private sector investment have peaked to 6.5 lakh crore rupees in 2024, which is 66% more than the figure in 2021. He alleged that the draconian amendments brought by the former finance minister in the Prevention of Money Laundering Act made it hard for entrepreneurs to do business in the country, and also blamed the UPA government for ignoring the manufacturing sector, a key for creating jobs. Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP also lauded the budget, saying it is an important step towards Viksit Bharat, and said the spending on infrastructure will help propel India towards its goal while helping its citizens fulfill their aspirations. Opposition members, however, continued their attack on the government over the budget. Kanimozi and Wien Somu of DMK termed the Union Budget 2026-27 as a failed budget, which is anti-poor and detached from the country's reality. She said there is no relief for workers, farmers and the middle class and continues to favour cooperatives. Neeraj Dangi of the Congress said stock markets crashed on the day when the budget was announced and many investors lost lakhs of crores of rupees as the budget failed to meet the expectations of investors, market and the common people. Shukendu Shekhar Ray of DMC criticized the government for failing to come up with concrete steps to address unemployment while highlighting the challenges faced by the jute industries. During Zero Hour in the House, Congress MP Mukul Balakrishna Vasanik asked the government to come out with an annual report on social justice and table it in Parliament on the lines of economic survey. Raising the issue, Vasanik said the report on social justice must systematically evaluate existing legal and policy frameworks to ensure they meet constitutional mandates. It should focus on security to examine the implementation of various schemes and laws that exist for the protection of the life and dignity of persons from the disadvantaged sections. KRN Rajesh Kumar of DMK demanded tax exemption and enhanced support to the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD. It plays an important role in agriculture, credit, rural infrastructure, development and helping maintain incomes across the nation, he said. However, the financial framework under which NABARD operates severely restricts its ability to fulfill its mandate, the DMK MP said. Kumar said the imposition of income tax on NABARD affects its operations and drains resources. Karthikeya Sharma, an independent, urged the government to regulate online gaming from developed to streaming to ensure that a digital space is safe for children. He also demanded that the government should grant official sports status to e-sports, which is recognized globally. Sharma said India must recognize the orange economy. Our creative and digital sector is no longer a peripheral industry. It is a vital pillar of our $1 trillion digital economy goal, Sharma said. He said that India's creative economy is valued at about $30 billion, contributing to nearly 8% of our working population. Sumitra Balmik of BJP also expressed her concern over the increasing use of mobile phones among children and their exposure to social media. The BJP member emphasized the need to implement a digital detox initiative to promote the overall well-being of students. AIADMK member Ambathambai Durai demanded that the Valmiki community should be treated as a tribal. He said then the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, J. Jayalalitha, had passed a resolution in the Assembly to include the Valmiki community in the tribal category. The Valmiki community is currently treated as a backward class in Tamil Nadu. Earlier, responding to a question in Rajya Sabha, Union Health Minister G.P. Nadda told Rajya Sabha that as many as 11.05 crore children and 3.75 crore pregnant women are registered to UVIN, the portal for managing and tracking routine vaccinations for them, as on February 3, 2026. Nadda said every beneficiary can download the QR code-based vaccination certificate from the UVIN portal. In 2025, 8.01 crore beneficiaries were registered on UVIN and the QR code-based certificates were made available to them. BJP MP Samik Bhattacharya raised the issue of encroachment of Kolkata port land and said that the area has publicly been referred as a mini Pakistan by city's mayor, a remark that led to uproar by the members in the House. Minister of State for Ports, Shipping and the Waterways, Shantanu Thakur, admitted that a large portion of the Kolkata port's land has been encroached by People's Association with the ruling TMC government and the port is finding it difficult to get back to the land. While another BJP MP, K. Lakshman, raised the issue of his party candidate committing suicide in Telangana a day before the municipal election, leading to noisy scenes. Chairman C.P. Radhakrishna, however, did not allow him to speak as a claim to lead to an uproar with both the opposition and treasury benches trading charges against each other. Soon after the House met for the day and after the laying of papers, Lakshman sought to raise the issue but was asked to speak later by the chair and allow the zero-hour submission to be made. As Lakshman continued to say the BJP candidate in the Telangana Chief Minister's constituency was being forced to withdraw his candidature and had committed suicide a day before the election, opposition members objected to this statement and treasury benches were on their feet. This led to uproar in the House, with the chairman urging both sides to maintain calm. That's all in the parliamentary view.